Wild Oxfordshire, the importance of soil. Winter can be quite a harsh time of year for much of our wildlife, but for some species it can offer a bit of respite from the harsher, colder climates further north. Winter is a fantastic time to see many bird species that we won't see in summer, such as redwings, field fares. Birds such as starlings start to flock, forming impressive murmurations in the sky. Why not visit your local nature reserve on a winter's day and see what new species you can find? The Yellow Wagtail Partnership. We wanted to bring a bit of colour to this winter's month by mentioning one of our main projects is the Yellow Wagtail Partnership. The yellow wagtail is not a species one would think about at this time of year, as by now they will be back in the wintering grounds in sunny West Africa. Wild Oxfordshire have partnered with the Earth Trust and Church Farm Partnership and Lower Farm to collectively manage 4 miles of wet grassland along the River Thames from Cliftonhampton to Shillingford. The aim of the project is to sustainably manage these grasslands for the benefit of wildlife, including the yellow wagtail, but also in a way this is economically beneficial for the partnering businesses. However, this project is not just about the yellow wagtail. We want to increase the plant and insect diversity and abundance as well. This in turn will increase the amount of food available for many species of bird, including house martins, swifts, snipe and lapwings. Check out our website for more information, and that's wildoxfordshire.org.uk/action/yellow-wagtail. Tips for looking after wildlife this winter. Always move your burn piles before you light them. The best habitat piles are usually created on nature reserves, and to the untrained eye, these look a lot like burn piles. The wildlife thinks so too, and so many creatures use burn piles to sleep in, including hedgehogs, frogs, voles and lizards. To avoid burning hibernating wildlife, you must move burn piles before lighting them. Crack ice on your bird baths, water dishes and ponds so that our winter wildlife can still drink. Who knows which bird you might see enjoying a sip? Leave areas of your garden undisturbed to allow hibernating wildlife to sleep in peace and unharmed. Some invertebrates hibernate in hollow stems of grassland and scrub species such as cow parsley and other umbellifers. Avoid cutting these as they might be home to sleeping beetles, bees, spiders or even ladybirds. Log piles are well sought over for many people and wildlife at this time of year. If you can, try to leave a pile outside untouched to allow hedgehogs and other hibernating wildlife to sleep in it over winter. If you find a sick or injured hedgehog or other wild animal, please call Tiggywinkles Wildlife Hospital on 01844 292 292. To find out more about wildlife-friendly gardening, head over to the Wild Oxfordshire website at wildoxfordshire.org.uk and have a look in for guidance.